Welcome to the FXW podcast. This is the first episode of 4 on the 8th graders' performance of Fiddler on the Roof, and we have a lot in store for you today. My name is Aiden.
I'm Jack.
I'm Amelia.
And I'm Emma.
The 8th graders will be performing this play on January 23rd and 24th. This is the first episode of 4, and one thing that you might have not known is that Fiddler on the Roof won 9 Tony Awards. A Tony Award is an award that is given to the best of the best of musicals. That is one of the many reasons why you need to see us perform this show live.
In order to enjoy this play, it is important to have some background information about Fiddler on the Roof. First, the setting. Fiddler on the Roof takes place in Anatevka, Ukraine. Anatevka is a small village for Jewish refugees in northern Ukraine, just outside of the capital, Kiev. The musical takes place in 1905 during the Pale of Settlement. The Pale of Settlement was when a large number of Jews permanently moved to Russia and Ukraine. In the musical, Tevye, who is a poor milkman, is trying to find good husbands for his 5 daughters. All of his daughters want to marry someone because they love them and not because their father chose that person, which breaks traditional Jewish customs. Tevye talks with God many times throughout the play, asking for help. He also talks with the matchmaker. That's pretty much Fiddler on the Roof in a nutshell.
Thank you, Jack, for the fascinating background on the film. Did you know that there were originally 50 songs in the Fiddler on the Roof play? It was later cut down to 15, but imagine having to memorize 50 songs. Now, Amelia and Emma will introduce us to some of our guests on the show.
Thanks, Aiden. We're really excited to hear from our guests today. In Fiddler on the Roof at our school, we have 2 casts, and Timothy and Nikki are from Cast B. Tevye is played by Timothy, and Golda is played by Nikki.
Tevye and Golda are the lead roles and the parents of 5 daughters, Zeidel, Hanel, Hava, Spritza, and Bielka.
Tevye, the father, has always wanted to find good husbands for his daughters, and he really wants to keep their family and cultural traditions alive, and Golda faces many challenges in the story, but she really loves her family.
Now we are going to talk to Nikki and Timothy about their characters and the play.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thanks for coming. So today we're going to talk to you about your roles in the play and how you're preparing for them.
Tell us about the character you are playing and who they are.
Okay, so I'm Timothy and I'm playing Tevye. And he's the father of 5 daughters, like you guys said. So basically, he kind of runs the show. Like, he's kind of the, like, he's says the monologues and, like, kind of keeps it flowing. So he has these little moments with the audience where he, like, stops the scene and then just talks directly to the audience or God. So that's, like, a little bit of what he does. He's just trying to keep all of his daughters in line and just keep everything running smoothly.
What about Golda?
Golda is the mother of the 5 daughters and the wife of Tevye. She is like a very independent person, and she also wants what's best for her daughters while also keeping up with traditions.
Do you think these are going to be hard roles for you to play?
I would say yes, because there's a lot of lines to memorize. And there's a lot of monologues, but it'll
be
fine.
Have you ever done anything like that before?
Well, I haven't done anything as big as Tevye before, so I'm kind of scared, but it's fine.
What about you, Nikki?
Also kind of like what Timothy said, obviously memorizing all the lines and like songs will be a bit challenging, but... And I've also, like, never really been in, like, a big musical. I've been in, like, operas, but not with, like, speaking roles.
So why did you want to, like, be these roles in the first place?
I wanted to be Golda because she has a lot of singing parts, and I thought I could explore myself, like, acting a little bit just to get, like a feel of it. And as many people know, I'm, like, a singer, so I really wanted to, like, be able to sing in the musical and, like, play a lead in a musical, because I remember, like, ever since I was, like, younger, I've always wanted to be the lead in, like, an 8th grade play, and that was, like, my one main goal, so. Aww.
Well, I feel like I'm the same way. Like, I've always dreamed of being, like, the lead in the school musical or something. Mm-hmm. I feel like I wanted Tevye because I knew it would be challenging, and because there's a lot of parts, and I haven't really been challenged like this before, with all the singing and all the acting.
Do you guys think you have anything in common with the characters you're playing, or do you think you would respond differently in these situations that they face?
I feel like Nikki is a lot like her character.
In what way?
Well, because I feel like you're always trying to take care of everybody. Kind of like Golda, you're always like there for people, which is kind of similar to a character trait of Golda.
I can see that, yeah.
Yeah. What do you think is going to be like the biggest challenge about taking on this role?
Like I said before, kind of like memorizing the lines and kind of getting a feel for like their culture and stuff, because you can't really, because it's like based on in like Jewish culture. So I think I'm going to do like more like research of like learning about the culture and then portraying that as a character.
I feel like that, I agree with that too, because we're not really familiar with like Jewish culture, and like it's a very different setting than most shows that I'm in. So like part of it is going to be like researching what it's like to be a Jew at that time.
Mm-hmm. What do you think is going to surprise people about the show? Do you think anything will like stand out?
I feel like the vocals are going to be very good, like compared to most grades.
Yeah, like, I agree.
Since in music class, like, everybody's been really stepping it up with the vocals. Like, we sound really good. So I feel like that's going to be surprising. And I feel like people are going to be surprised on how good it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys will be great.
I think everyone's worked really hard.
Mm-hmm. I think that, like, both casts, though, it's, like, there's no, like, better cast. Everyone's just, like, I think everyone in each cast is, like, really talented. So I think we all just, like, want to make it, like, as best as we can.
And do you have a favorite song or scene in the play?
My favorite song is either Sabbath Prayer or Sunrise Sunset, because they do, like, both fit my voice a lot, and I really enjoy singing it because it's, like, cool. And then my favorite scene is probably going to be the wedding scene, because just guessing it's going to be pretty fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would say that my favorite songs either would be If I Were a Rich Man or Do You Love Me? I love it. If I Were a Rich Man because it's like my solo and it's a lot of fun to do. I also love Do You Love Me because it's like a love song that's really, it adds some lightheartedness to the show, which is like cute, and it's between me and Nikki, and it's like a little love song, which I really like. I also like that scene.
Thank you guys so much for coming.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
We're
so excited to see you guys.
Yeah.
Final product.
Thank you, Timothy and Nikki, for your time today. Also, great thanks to Jack, Amelia, and Emma. Did you hear about the Fiddler on the Roof? Well, I guess it's over your head. Watch out for episode 2 out of 4 for the FXW podcast. Remember, make sure to see Fiddler on the Roof on January 23rd and 24th. Thank you for listening.